We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article, The Handmaid Will Inherit the Mistress, and the subtitle is The Reason for the Concealment of the Kabbalah. Now you can understand the matter of the concealment of the wisdom of the hidden from the eyes of the external ones, as well as what the sages said, a Gentile must not be taught Torah. There seems to be a contradiction between this and Tana Devei Eliyahu, who said even a Gentile, even a slave, even a handmaid, who sit and learn Torah, the divinity is with them. Thus, why did the sages prohibit teaching Torah to Gentiles?
A Gentile is someone who is still in the will to receive and hasn't risen from it to the will to bestow. In other words, it is about every person, no matter what nation or or section he belongs to. The main thing is he in the will to receive, or has he already corrected himself and reached the will to bestow? Yes.
What? A person who develops, every person who develops, the develop will reach the revelation of the point in the heart, or is there some other way of development?
For everyone. Everyone have to come to a state where they discover themselves as being in the intention to receive, and then will gradually correct themselves in order to bestow.
And the revelation is always to reveal as much as they're in the will to receive, or suddenly does the will to bestow turn on?
From where? It has to be one opposite the other.
Could be some side of them that is revealed more, that he feels that he's more receiving or more of a tendency to bestow.
It depends on every person according to his soul.
So a certain person, it could be that his path to reveal the point in the heart will be by discovering that he's in the will to receive, and to another is by wanting to bestow more.
But they are all in the will to receive. They are all in the will to receive. Everything begins from the earth, as it says. Okay, so teaching Torah to Gentiles. A Gentile is someone who hasn't reached the intention to bestow. A Jew is one who has already become united, reached a special connection with the Creator, meaning he is in some level of equivalence of form with the Creator. And a Gentile is a degree before that. It's just the will to receive, from which everyone comes.
And he writes about more degrees of slave and handmaid and...
Yes, there are many degrees.
They do belong to bestow. Otherwise, how could there be a divinity there?
There are states that are in between disconnection from the Creator and complete revelation of the Creator. And they have all kinds of names. And then we gradually study them.
Is there a degree outside all of this, Gentile, slave, that is completely disconnected?
The Creator.
No, I'm asking about us as people. If he says that there's a Gentile, slave, and handmaid, and if they engage in the Torah, so there's a divinity.
Yes.
Could there be someone outside the whole thing?
I don't understand you.
If a person engages in the Torah, there's degrees of goy, slave, and handmaid. But if he doesn't engage in the Torah, what is that degree?
nothing will to receive. Beast.
Allah.
כותרת Next. לימוד תורה לגוי.
Title, Teaching the Torah to Gentiles. Indeed, the Tana de Ve'eliyahu relates to a converted Gentile, or at least to one who retired from idol worship, from superstition.
Our
sages, conversely, referred to one who did not retire from idol worship and wanted to know Israel's law and wisdom in order to strengthen and fortify their idolatry. You might say, why should we care if this Gentile has become more pious in his idol worship because of our Torah? If it does not help, what harm would it do?
Allah.
Yes. Next.
So, Rashbi's weeping. Indeed, this is what Rashbi cried about before he explained an important secret in the wisdom of the hidden. As it is written, Rabbi Shimon wept, woe if I tell, and woe if I do not tell. If I tell, the sinners will know how to serve their idols. And if I do not tell, the friends will lose that matter.
Yes.
He was afraid that this secret would come by the hands of idol worshippers, and they would perform their idolatry with the force of this holy mind. This is what prolongs the exile and brings upon us all the afflictions and ruins, as we now see before us, since the sages of the nations studied all the books of the children of Israel and turned them into delicacies to strengthen their faith, meaning their wisdom, called theology.
Right. In other words, the fact that they started to write books in wisdom of Kabbalah and in Judaism, from this emerged, it all went out to the nations of the world and
Mikurot.
This became the source of many troubles to Israel.
Two harms from revealing Israel's wisdom to the nations of the world. They have done two harms. A, besides clothing an air cloak, saying that all of that wisdom is by attainment of their own Holy Spirit, these mimics gained their reputation at our expense. By this, they strengthened their false teachings to obtain the strength to deny our holy Torah. To be, even a greater harm came upon us. One who observes their theology discovers in it concepts and wisdom concerning the work of God that seem truer and more genuine than our wisdom. This is so for two reasons. The first is that they are a large society, and among them are great and proficient philologists who know their work to make matters acceptable to uneducated people. Philology comes from external teachings, and certainly a society of 8 billion people can produce many more and much greater philologists than our society of 15 million can. Hence, one who observes their books fall into doubting that they might be right, or even worse, of course. The second and the most important reason is that the sages of Israel conceal the wisdom of religion from the masses behind closed doors. However they can, the sages of each generation offer a simple explanations to the masses and reject them with all kinds of tricks, from the desire to even approach and touch the wisdom of the hidden.
Turki too.
Thank you so much, dear Rav. Kişi Kabala bilgeliği ile farklı çalışmaların içinde bulunuyorsa ve onluya farklı çalışmalarına örnekler veriyorsa bizim tavrımız ne olmalı?
If someone studies Kabbalah and another method, and he brings examples into the group from other methods, how to relate to such a person?
No. It doesn't matter if someone is right or not, not correct, but mixing up one wisdom with another wisdom is never a good idea, ever. Because then what happens is that those who learn doesn't know one thing and doesn't know the other thing yet and already is trying to form some sort of connection between them. That's not good. All the Kabbalists and in general, all the sages in the world are against it. All the wise people in the world. Because there are different foundations for them, and without knowing them, we start building some sort of mixture out of them. This is why it is forbidden to do this.
Rav, peki ne yapmamız lazım?
Rav, what do we need to do?
We need to distinguish between all the teachings, and anyone who wants to can engage in whatever he wants. But mixing them up together, we will never find any wisdom in our development. Okay.
No, PT3.
Thank you, Rav. We see that because of the war in Israel, there's awakening of a lot of people who were complete atheists to all kinds of prayers and to listen to what religion has to say and all kinds of things in that style.
And
through all kinds of conversation of religious people, so there's thousands of people that are secular listening. And we also have conversations, but we have hundreds of people, not thousands. So why is it like that? What do we, the wisdom of Kabbalah, can offer people who are in a state like the nation of Israel is in today?
To explain why we've come to this, what is the reason? What can be the way out of the present bad situation? And this is what we have to tell. Of course, we have to mention all the sources from which we derive this knowledge, and to continue in this way, I have nothing more to give them. Those who want to will continue, and those who don't want to, They can stay as they are.
He writes that one who looks in their theology finds wisdom in spiritual work that seems more real than our wisdom.
I don't know. I never engaged in this. This is why I cannot say. But it seems to me that all in all, their theology is... I don't know. It seems to me like it's stories that I have to believe in all those protagonists of these stories, that they existed and that they did this and all that.
How can we talk to people's will to receive that it'll draw them like other people and other methods that talk to the will to receive and pull a lot of people with them?
We should, from all our books and our stories, we should take out very rational things, logical things, and not to take some stories and start telling them to the general public. Because people today are not willing to accept such stories. But only if it is very reasonable, rational, clear to everyone, related to science. In this way, we will be able to bring them the foundations of Kabbalah.
Even if we take the simplest example of explaining why the state is like it is today, it really goes against the will to receive. The explanation of who the nation of Israel is and so on, because it puts a lot of responsibility and even blame on the shoulders of the one listening to. It's not pleasant to the will to receive. It's not a message that accepted easily.
First of all, we have to convey it in a style by saying that it comes from nature. And if we accept it, then we use it correctly and approach correction.
Last question. What still is the limit that we can dilute, dilute our message so it will be accepted to the will to receive and not be rejected?
I don't think we should dilute it. On the contrary, we should explain concisely. What is the will to receive? The will to receive in order to receive. The will to receive in order to bestow. What is man's ego, man's nature, the ways of development of us? And this way it'll be clearer and clearer to everyone.
One more question. We see that there is people that come to explain of ours. There's like an inner shame, or maybe they're asking, they're not confident enough on the path, as we see with people that come from other methods, that there everything's clear, everything's strong, they stand ground. For us, it's all like half apologetic, half concealing, half... Can we do something about it?
No, that's incorrect. We actually have a solid foundation. We're standing on both legs. We don't need to stand like animals on four legs. And we have all the proofs, all the evidence of the wisdom of Kabbalah on our world, on the upper world, and on the correction. It is completely incorrect. The problem is that it's not simple for a person to accept this method. But the fact that it's truth, that it's true, no one can say that it's not.
Toda.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот есть такое явление, когда человек прикоснулся немножко к кабале.
There's such a phenomenon where a person comes across the wisdom of Kabbalah and discovers that it's hard work and starts to performing manipulations, to start using the wisdom to justify himself and not the Creator or the friends of the world. It's such a behavior. Can we just say that it's as if the nations are using it?
No, it's not close, it's not even similar. If the wisdom of Kabbalah is difficult for him, it doesn't mean he can invert it all or twist it all however he wants. It's not some method that you can twist in any direction. So nothing will happen with it, don't worry.
For instance, if I discover everything comes from the Creator,
то я как бы снимаю с себя ответственность, ну и говорю, что все от Творца, что же я сделаю, вот такие вещи.
Так нет, все от Творца, это потому что дается тебе в руки исправить. Ты не договариваешь вторую часть предложения.
Ну вот как раз такая склонность, что мне вот когда человеку тяжело работать, тогда и появляется такая склонность не договаривать вторую часть предложения.
Ну так что ты тут сделаешь, если ты...
When it's hard for a person, so...
Посреди дороги, так
if you run away midway, then of course you won't reach it.
Получается так, что с одной стороны вот к человеку приходит больше мудрости.
So, on one hand, a person gets more wisdom, but along with that, so it's easier to justify the Creator. But at the same time, it's also more difficult because we need to overcome on more reason.
Yes.
What did you think, dear? You thought it would be simple?
Нет.
No.
Так, поехали дальше.
Okay, let's move on.
Hey, buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, Clip Mundial. Mi pregunta es, ¿utilizar la Torah para ser ferviente adorador de ídolos también se le puede llamar muerte?
There was no translation, sorry.
Тергум.
Translation.
Шейх Зов.
Repeat, please.
Mi pregunta es, utilizar la Torah para ser ferviente adorador de ídolos, ¿se puede llamar muerte?
Can we use the Torah in order to strengthen the idol worshipping? Is that death?
Of course it's death. It's worse than death. We can use the Torah only in order to come closer to the Creator, to reveal Him, to adhere to Him. Okay?
Piti Shalosh.
PT3.
We don't have a question.
Okay.
PT12.
Is there a rational, scientific way to explain why when Jews aren't united, so nations come upon them on the outside?
Go read these articles. There are plenty. Baruch Sulam and Habash, because the whole world depends on the connection among the Jews. If there is connection between them, it's good for the world. If there is no connection between them, it's bad for the world. And as a result, it is bad for the Jews. And then they have to correct the connection between them. And by this, they will correct the connection between all the parts of the world. Women have three.
What you just said, I wanted to ask. You said that's a rational explanation, like the friend wanted, but it doesn't sound rational that because of one small nation, everything depends on that small nation.
That's your own irrationality.
Okay, thank you. If I could ask another question about the text. He says that the sages of Israel hide the wisdom, and the other generations offer simple explanations, but the sages try and push them away from knowing the wisdom of the concealed. Can you explain that?
Yes. That besides Kabbalists, everyone engages in how to take the wisdom out of the literal, out of the part of the literal in the Torah, or from the literal in general.
Woman Ukraine, two.
Women Ukraine, two.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, про эти 8 миллиардов Бальсулам пишет. Это именно цифра, которая...
About the 8 billion people Bar-Sulam writes about.
Еще 10 лет назад, 7
миллиардов. That's the people of the world right now. Only 10 years ago it was 7 billion. In 20 years it'll be 9 billion. Could you say it was like a prophecy of Bar-Sulam for our days?
Tel Aviv 4.
You could say it.
Thank you, Rav. There's a question from a friend. How do we know when I should pray or when to listen to the lesson or when to be in inner work towards the friends?
Only according to your intention in adhering to the group and giving it more strength of connection to the Creator. Okay, Michael, let's finish here.
So we are going to announcements. Friends, this evening, Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m., the program, the Times of Kabbalah, will be on Ovut and Sviva Tova. We'll go through the main parts of the daily lesson with the lectures from Kabbalah campus, and we'll prepare ourselves for tomorrow morning's lesson. Today's schedule at 11:10, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, at noon, the lesson with Rav Leitman, and at 7, the times of Kabbalah. We'll go to a song.
Reuniendo nuestro clí, dibujando en conexión, ascendimos sin razón, como notas del amor, instrumentos del Creador. Kaf kesher kemeita Me'asarat zvilotza Mivitur lenetina Mimase vekavana Mishmashuv et kino David cover all the crimes as we
la 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 la